I want to discuss my first shmooze back in a long time. Actually, I missed already, I think 2 weeks with you guys already. So my first shmooze back in Al and I both missed the last few weeks. I'm not sure where your shmooze was, but my shmooze was in America. Discussing Parshas Tetzaveh, which you should just know doesn't always get prime time focus because it's usually a double Parsha. So Baruch Hashem and leap years, and usually that's when it comes out. Usually it's separated. So we have the opportunity to discuss a little bit more focus on Tetzaveh. I want to highlight an important line that I think is we kind of gloss over, but Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Sefer Sichos Musar, pays a lot of attention to it. I think it's very crucial, certainly this year, during the Shana Aleph experience, and Kal V'Chomer, as you'll see very soon, it applies well beyond the year of learning in Israel. The Pasuk says, I'm reading right now in Perek Chav Ches, Parshat Tetzaveh, Pasuk Gimel, V'ata Tidaber El Kol Chachmei Lev, Asher Milei Siv Ruach Chachma. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to make clothing for the Kohanim. And he says, I want you to talk to those who are Chachmei Lev, who I have filled with Chachma. What was the order of that filling of Chachma? Were they first Chachmei Lev? Were they Chachmei Lev because they were filled with Chachma? If I were to ask you that question, I would assume we would all say, how come they're Chachmei Lev? Because Hashem filled them with Chachma. That's what made them Chachmei Lev. But it sounds like in the Chumash, it's not what the order was. Find those who are Chachmei Lev, that because they're a Chachmei Lev, I have filled with Chachma. Meaning, they were Chachmei Lev before they even were Chachamim. Go to them, find them, and by finding them, they're going to help you contribute to the making of the garments of the Kohanim, of the Kohen Gadol, of the Kohen Hedjot. Find them and track them down. Which means that God gives people Chachma, if you can make yourself into what's called a Chachmei Lev. Now, we're all here right now, right? We're almost here right now. Some of us are soon to be in Eretz Yisrael for the year. Some of us have been a long time ago, not that long. Shortly ago, we were in Eretz Yisrael for the year, myself included in that. But we're all right now in a state when we're trying to work on ourselves and build our wisdom level, our Chachmah level. And the Torah right now is telling you that Chachmah, wisdom, is not something necessarily that's innate. Not something that's innate. Not something you were born with. Something you're gifted because you demonstrated a certain character trait called Chachmei Lev. What is that Chachmei Lev? So I want to give you just a few examples, and I'm going to bring in, hopefully, you know, if I can, as we get to this part of the year, usually, without a leap year, it's close to Purim time as well. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Sefer Sichos Musar, brings down actually Haman as a great example for what a Chacham Lev is like. Not his wisdom, but his attitude. Who's the greatest, the wisest man who ever existed? Okay. No. But he's wise. Shlomo HaMelech. Right? He was known to be the wisest man who ever lived. How did he become so wise? Did he not become so wise?
He asked for it.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shlomo HaMelech says the following thing. He says to him, anything that you want, I'll give it to you. You want wealth? You want health? Whatever you want, it's yours. And he said, I want wisdom. The reason why he was given wisdom is because he wanted nothing more than to be wise. We actually say every single day in our tefillos, a tefillah about wisdom. Tachonein. Who here has ever broke down in tears for a tachonein ladam das? I break down in tears about you for tachonein ladam das, actually. We might have in our lifetime, we might have broken down in tears in a Shema Koleinu, things that are personal to us. For Rafa'enu, I imagine, unfortunately, of all the people we know in our lives, hopefully not, but maybe we have, who have been sick. We've all had a moment in time when we took a step back and had a broken heart and said the tefillah with kavana. Who's ever said a tachonein with like a broken heart? I can't get pshat in Tosfos. Tachonein davdas. We don't do that. Not only that, I leave you a question at the end of the year, right? All right, guys, bagel day. Let's grab some bagels, get some lunch. You know, no one loses sleep over a kasha in Tosfos. How do you get shot in Tosfos? And we're like fine with it. We don't care. Oh, cool kasha. Maybe tomorrow we'll hear about it. Maybe not. You know, we have open-ended pieces right now. You know, I have an answer for you yet. No one's like, call me Rebbe. Can you help me out? I can't sleep at night. What's psak? What's pshat? How do you get to that in the end? There's a story they tell over that Rav Chaim Kanievsky one time, I think I told the story one time to you guys, but At 3 a.m, he hears steps in his house. His father, the stipler, was up, and he went down to see everything's okay. He sees his dad pacing back and forth. Stipler, the gadol ador. He says, "Dad, everything okay?" He says, "No, actually, I need you to run right now to the house of the Chazon Ish, which is the brother-in-law of the stipler, and share with him this pshat in the Rambam, in the Rav Chaim, that we couldn't get today." He says, "Dad, it's 3 a.m. He says, "How do you know he's up?" He says, "I'll tell you how I know he's up. Because we left the learning together with a question. And I can't sleep because I don't know the answer. I know he couldn't sleep either because he doesn't know the answer. And if he got the answer, he would know that I can't sleep. He would send me a person right now to tell me the answer so I can go to sleep. And if he hasn't told me yet the answer, that means he doesn't know the answer yet either. It means he's still awake. Run over right now and tell him the answer so he can go to sleep also." And Kachav, he went over there and he was still awake trying to figure out the shot. Because he's a Chacham Lev. Because he can't tolerate not understanding Torah. It bothers him. Any moment in time to be able to connect more, to get more out of it, and he doesn't get it, will be bothersome to him. For us to become Chacham, we have to care. Next sugya starts, I'll work out of the next sugya. Next mission, I'll start. Next parak, I'll start. That means that I don't really care enough about this right now. But when the next thing starts, I'll try again. I'll try again. Could you imagine if you played on a basketball team and the coach calls a play? You deal with the play. You know what the play is. You're like, I'll just wait till the next play. I get the next play. I'll kind of move around in the court a little bit until the next play I get. You can ask the guy next to you, what does that mean? What am I supposed to do right now? I said, pick for you. Where am I going? Why are you asking him? Because always you're benched. You don't want to get benched. You don't want to be out of place, make a mistake, ruin the game for your team. So you care enough to ask a question. But when it comes to Pshat and Rashi, you're a difficult Gemara or something you saw in the Chumash that bothers you, whatever. I don't know, question mark, and I'll move on with my life afterwards. We don't care. We don't care. We don't break our heart over Tachan Zandas. We don't care. Got it. I didn't get it. It's all the same. That attitude is why we're not sitting here right now, you know, myself included, certainly, finding chidushim, sharing insights with people of Torah matters or other life matters for that matter. Because we just don't care enough about it. There's one person who cared a lot. Haman. Not about wisdom. Haman had everything going for him. As this purim story was going on, you can find inside of, read the words to you so you can understand just how much Haman actually cared. How everything is going on for Haman. He's getting such treatment. He's the second in command. He's got Nachashverosh to sign on to the death sentence of the Jewish people. And he says the following thing. I wish I could find a few right now. Story goes that Haman would walk by, and while he's walking by, everyone was supposed to bow to Haman. But one person we know didn't do it. We know Mordechai never bowed to Haman. And Haman goes back home one time, and he says to his family, looking for who I'm talking to. End the parakeh, pasuk yud gimel. He says, or pasuk yud beis first. He says, only I and Esther are invited to the palace of the king for a party. I mean, I'm the highest guy in, if I'm married to the king, I'm the highest guy left. Kim osiv v'gam l'machar, even tomorrow, ani karula imamelach. It's the queen, the king, and I. I'm in the highest class right now in the world. Listen to the next 5 words that he says. V'kol ze einenu shavili. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Because something is so missing to me. Because this is one guy who won't bow down to me. And therefore life is not good. It's not good for me. People say, as parents, I'm sure we can relate to this point. You're only as happy as your least happy child. If you have one child who's not so happy, then you're not so happy. But that child is so successful. But if you have a child in your house that's just not working out, you care so much about it, you can't be happy. Haman cared so much about one thing. He wanted his kavod. And if one person didn't show kavod, one person. But besides that, he was on the front of every tabloid, of every newspaper. He was the next one in line for rule. He was the confidant of the king and the queen together. But one thing was wrong in his life that he cared about, then life is not good for him. Kol ze einenu shavili. It's not good. When a person cares so much, then things hurt him when they're not going well. And we do care about this in our lives sometimes. So some of you maybe even are big sports fans, and your team lost a game. You're like, I cannot show up to school tomorrow. No way. That guy is going to rub it in. I can't be seen tomorrow. And you're like depressed. Over what? Because the guy whose jersey is a team that you root for didn't excel like you wanted him to. I'm embarrassed. I can't speak to anyone. I want to take all the phone calls from me. I'm not answering the phone. I don't want to speak to anybody. I'm shutting down till tomorrow. Kol hakavod, you have a passion in your life. You care. Okay, about that. But at least you care about something. If you match your Torah caring with your life caring, then you are a chacham lev. And what you do will matter tremendously. But the problem is that Torah learning is somewhere lower on the totem pole than most of the things of our lives. And when something doesn't go right for me in Torah learning, I'm not sad by it. I'm frustrated that I have to spend my time doing it. I wish I didn't have to. I don't feel yearning to get it. I'm not wanting to fix it. I just want to get past it already. One of the reasons why they say Yeshua, Sforna brings down an unbelievable shot Sforna brings down. Why was Yeshua Zocher to be the right-hand man for Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's a few shot to bring down, but the Sforna says the following idea. The Sforna says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai for 40 days, Yeshua accompanied him to the mountain, and then he encamped by the mountain until Moshe came back. He waited by the mountain, Moshe came back. He waited 40 days to get what? I mean, when Moshe came back to the mountain, he walked with Moshe to the people. What was it? I don't know, a 5-minute walk? 3-minute walk? He spent 40 days of his life waiting for the opportunity to stay 3 minutes with Moshe Rabbeinu. 3 minutes to be alone with Moshe Rabbeinu. He became the next leader because he valued what it meant to be next to Moshe Rabbeinu. For 3 extra minutes, he spent 40 days for 3 minutes. There's a Gemara in Chagiga that tells us there used to be a student who would travel 3 months to get to yeshiva, stay in yeshiva for 1 day, turn around to get 3 months later, get back home so he'd make it time for Pesach because he left at Sukkot time. 6-month journey for a single day of yeshiva learning. It meant that for him to be back as yeshiva for one single day was worth traveling 6 months. 3 there, 3 back, get back in time for your family's holiday service. That's what it means to be connected to your learning, to your creator, to God is broken. You want so badly to be connected and be involved. There are people in this room, and you're not including that, Baruch Hashem, you're here right now in this year, whose family will come in to visit, and they are disappearing for a week. They're not seen for a week. Where does that show your connection is? You're not a chacham lev. You don't care. If you said to your parents, Mom, Dad, I want to be in yeshiva. I don't want to miss a whole week. Let me go. Come with me. Actually, you know what? Come with me this year. Look with me for the day. Shh. I'm not saying you should, you know, that your parents tell you no, then you have to go with them. Okay. But whoever said their parents, no, I don't want to leave right now. I want to be back in yeshiva. It's one thing your parents say to you, no, I really want you. The whole family's here to spend time with you. We don't want to. Okay, that's something we can talk about with the parents. But what kid ever said to his parents that line? I don't want to miss yeshiva today. I don't want to fall behind. I care enough to not. It's just a yeshiva. It's not. I don't get graded for this. Okay, so I'll miss a sugya. I'll move on. I'll someone catch up later or not. I understand. Last sugya. Who cares? It's different. I want to say this week. Last sugya doesn't matter to me. Chacham Lev is somebody who cares so much to be connected. Haman cared so much to have the Jewish in the world, and therefore nothing else would matter. Life was grand, but not that, and therefore he wasn't happy. Kol zeh eino shavei li. Yeshua cared so much for 3 extra minutes. He spent 40 days waiting by the mountainside for just the private time of the walk back to the tzibur. The Barbe Rav Chad Yoma and the Gemara Chagiga, that guy that used to laugh at. Oh, he's the one day yeshiva bacher. 3 days here, spend a day, 3 days back. See him next 6 months later, we'll see him. He cared so much for a day in yeshiva, he spent 6 months of travel. That is what a chacham lev means. This year it's so much easier than it is in later on in life. Much easier. Because this year it's dropped in your lap. For you to take a snooze, it's one thing if you're sick. Or even if you have a burnout, it happens. Tell Rebbe, I got to take a break. Kol kavod, thank you for letting me know. I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. But stam... I don't know. I have a friend invited me for dinner tonight. Nice. So you tell your friend, I can't make it tonight. I have night shift. I missed already 2 weeks ago. I don't want to miss again. Who's ever said that to their friend's invitation? Who's ever said that beforehand? And if you haven't, it's no wonder. It's no wonder that you don't feel it. You don't connect to it because you don't care about it. Because you don't break down and talk about that. I'm not saying that, obviously, I don't think you should start crying right now in that bracha. But you don't even think about the bracha. You just gloss right through it. It's one of many until you get to Rafa'inu. That's more serious to me. Shema Kolei, anything I want there, I put in there. But talking to Das, you give me Das, and I want nothing more than to understand you better. I want to connect to you better. Because you know how you fall in love with someone or something? Because you connect them. You go on a date, you speak about each other, to each other, with each other. Start to connect to them. You have a chance to date the Ribbono Shel Olam. To pass on a date opportunity because your friend is serving dinner. It's not a chacham leiv. It means we're not going to connect to it deeper. We're going to leave in the end not feeling an intrinsic value. When we leave this yeshiva experience, we go on to life, it's not going to stay with you. You have great pictures and fun WhatsApp groups, including my Shia group. They'll once in a while throw a one-liner out there, maybe more than once in a while we'll do that. I know you can. But that's all it's going to be in the end. It's going to be a memory. If this is supposed to be real to us, then we have to be chachmei lev. And only then, if we're chachmei lev, we can be given the promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher milei siv ruach chachma, which we zocha to have such levels of insight. Have a good Shabbos.